Thank you. My name is Adaya Powell. I am from Yale University. I'm a postdoc in the Center for Interdisciplinary Research and AIDS. And these are my co-writers on this paper. And I would like to thank Trace Kershaw for his help. This is his data. And he's also my mentor. So thank you very much, Dr. Kershaw. I would like to give you some background. In general, I think this has been said before in the U.S. Half of all unattended pregnancies are unattended and unplanned. High number, and included in this number is 4 in 10 girls under the age of 20 have a 1 in 4 chance. 1 in 4 chance of getting pregnant. In every hour, 100 teens are getting pregnant, with 55 giving birth. Despite the alarming statistic. Despite this alarming statistic, on average, if you look at the birth rate, they are going down each year. So that sounds great, but unfortunately, and it's going down for every racial category, for blacks, for Hispanics, for Asian, Native American, everyone, but unfortunately, there's still disparities that's being seen. In fact, blacks and Hispanics have 2 times the birth rate of non-Hispanic whites. So what's the consequence of inconsistent contraceptive use, which is the purpose of this paper? And from research, we know that adolescent mothers have 35 times more, they're 35 times more likely to have rapid repeat pregnancy. And rapid repeat pregnancy has detrimental health consequences for the mother and the child. So why is that? Many researchers have looked at, using the ecological models, they've looked at individual reasons, such as attitudes, condom attitudes. They've looked at interpersonal reasons, even policy implications, such as insurance usage. So we decided in our research to look at interpersonal relationship reasons and relationship factors. So what we decided to do was look at the postpartum contraceptive patterns after pregnancy. We know from research that young adolescent mothers do change their postpartum contraceptive patterns, but we don't know what those patterns are. So we wanted to identify those patterns, and not only identify those patterns, but also look at the relationship influencing those patterns. So we had a dyadic sample of 296 young expectant couples. 80% of our samples was either African American or Hispanic. There's a little error there. The age, actually the education range from 8 to 16 years, with the average is 11.2. The age range from 15 to 21 with the average 18.71. And the average household income was $13,496. To help us address the pattern or trajectories for postpartum contraceptive use, we use the latent class analysis, which is a person-centered approach where you can empirically identify patterns in data instead of trying to group people manually and setting your own cut points. So this does it using empirical data. And after that, after finding the trajectories or the patterns, postpartum patterns, we then used multinomial logistic regression to predict what relationship variables would predict those patterns. We looked at the relationship variables for both men and women during pregnancy, 6 months after, 6 months postpartum, and the change in relationship from during pregnancy, sometime during pregnancy, and 6 months postpartum. The relationship variables we looked at were relationship power, relationship equity, and relationship satisfaction. We know from research that relationship satisfaction has shown to reduce contraceptive usage, so it is important. And we know that women with more relationship power are more likely to choose effective contraceptive methods. And we know that relationship equity is related to relationship satisfaction. No one has studied its use for contraceptive methods. So we just decided to include it to see whether it plays a role. And these are the results of our studies. Before we go into the relationship part, we wanted to go into the trajectories that we found. This is one of our trajectories, and if you'll notice from all the graphs, you'll notice that prior to pregnancy, none of our people in our study took contraceptive methods. None of them. So one of our trajectories was postpartum consistent condom users. 13.6% of our sample was in this trajectory. These were people who used no contraceptive method prior to pregnancy. 6 months prior to pregnancy, those who were postpartum consistent contraceptive users had an 80% chance of using condoms. 12 months postpartum, there was more than a 50% chance of using condoms. Our largest pattern, or our largest trajectory, was increasing hormonal users. 42.4% of our sample was in this group, or in this trajectory. These were people who did not use contraceptive methods prior to pregnancy. 6 months postpartum, there was a 60% chance of them being increasing hormonal users. When we said hormonal users, we did group people who take the pill as well as long-term contraceptive methods in that group. 12 months postpartum, 90% of the people who were in the increasing hormonal group chose hormonal methods. And this was our largest group. We had a total of four groups. The third group was the postpartum tried ineffective methods. These are people who did not use contraceptive methods prior to pregnancy. 6 months, there were 6 months after postpartum, there was a 60% chance of them using trying ineffective methods. Here was defined as rhythm or pull-out method. 12 months postpartum, they were again non-users. Anything under 50%, so they were again non-users. Our last trajectory was those who were postpartum consistent non-users. They were non-users throughout. And 38.4% of people were still non-users. And this was our second largest trajectory. So we're going to look at relationship patterns and see whether relationship predicts what trajectories for men and women, what trajectories the women would choose. We found that there was an association or relationship between the relationship variables and the postpartum trajectories, and it was dependent on gender and time. Men's relationship variables were more important during the pregnancy period, during the first half of the pregnancy period. As men relationship power increased during pregnancy, women's postpartum women were less likely to be postpartum consistent condom users. And these are odds ratios. As men's relationship satisfaction increased, women also were less likely to be postpartum consistent condom users. Also, as men's satisfaction relationship increased during pregnancy, women were less likely to be postpartum consistent non-users. Also, 6 months postpartum, women's relationship factors were important. 6 months postpartum, as women relationship with the more women's relationship, the more relationship power women had 6 months postpartum, the more likely they were to be, sorry, I had 2 minutes. Okay, the more likely the women were to be postpartum consistent condom users. Okay, the more relationship satisfaction the women had 6 months postpartum, the more likely women were to be postpartum consistent condom users or either postpartum tried effective method users. Get rid of the animation. Okay, the change in relationship. As women's relationship power grew during those six-month time period, the more relationship power that the woman gained during that 6 months, the more likely she would be a postpartum condom user. And that odd was two times the odds versus the reference group consistent increasing hormonal users. The more relationship satisfaction woman gained during that 6 month time period, the more likely she was to be a postpartum consistent condom user or a postpartum tried ineffective method user. So the conclusion and implications. Well, more than 80% of our sample was either a postpartum increasing hormonal user or a postpartum non-users. And the reason for this, and this does kind of go with what's in the data or what's in research, most people know about the Choice Project in educating poor women about long-term hormonal methods. So we found that was the highest group. Most people, we couldn't differentiate whether it was a pill or they were going into long-term hormonal users, but that was our biggest trajectory. And then we know from our research that people in our sample, for our sample, our demographics, usually are non-users, so that was our biggest group. The main thing that we got out is that there was relationship factors predicted which contraceptive method the women would use, but individual factors predicted whether the people who did not use contraceptive methods at all. And the individual factors were race and also pregnant womanness. So our limitations is that we this is limited to pregnant minority adolescents in the Northeast and can't be generalized for the entire population. And also we grouped, like I said, we grouped pill users with long-term hormonal users. And I have no disclosures. And again, I would like to thank NIH and Yale University and Trace. No conflict of interest. Sorry if I went over time. Sorry.